So maybe you got a great idea for a business and you want to start selling your products or services online. Maybe you're an established business owner looking for new customers, or maybe you're interested in starting a personal website. No matter who you are, GoDaddy wants to help you succeed online. Right now, GoDaddy is offering a .com domain for just $1.49. It's go time. Start your website today. Visit GoDaddy.com and enter promo code Alonzo149 to get your $1.49.com. Some limitations apply. See website for details. Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden. I am recording my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? We are actually up to episode 100, so thank you for listening and supporting it and all that good stuff. And, well, let's get started. I am actually recording from a cruise ship sitting at port in St. Thomas. So I got to say today, life is good. I'm in the middle of the Smooth Jazz Cruise. A lot of you who are fans or follow my Facebook or Twitter know that I do a few of these cruises a year, and it seems like I'm always at sea from January through February and March. But let's face it, I do 4 cruises in 7 weeks, so I kind of am always at sea, and I'm not complaining. Sorry if you're still shoveling snow. I don't know what to tell you. You know, Boston, I don't know, maybe you have those underinflated footballs, and as payback, karma gives you a lot of snow. I don't know. But anyway, here I am in St. Thomas. Life is good. It is beautiful. One thing about working on a cruise ship, and if you've ever been on a cruise, you know this, the internet at best is the speed of 1998 dial-up. It is slow. I don't have access to information and communication as usual. So I get this daily newspaper on the ship, and I read it. It's kind of going old school. Actually, reading a newspaper. Kids, you Google that, you'll see how we used to get our news. But anyway, it's in reading it, I don't even know, man. Like, it's like, well, you know, maybe it's not so bad being gone. I'm going to start with Obamacare, because why wouldn't I? I don't understand, and I truly don't understand the Republican obsession with ending health care. I don't understand why healthcare is evil. I don't understand why it bothers them so much. You know, it's not like we're taking away their health insurance to give it to other people, you know, or any of the. I really don't understand it. Now, of course, it's not because they hate Barack Obama, the black president. Of course not. No, that has nothing to do with it. It's policy. They voted against it 50 times. They battled it in Supreme Court. Supreme Court supported it. Well, now there's another battle. You probably heard about this. 4 words were written in error. Maybe not written in error. Maybe it's going to be a matter of interpretation or whatever. But basically, what it says is, if you're not familiar, I'm going to give you a real basic understanding. There are a lot of people who get health care, and their health insurance, they receive a subsidy from the federal government to help them pay their health insurance, right? Your health insurance is $500 a month. You can't afford $500 a month. Federal government kicks in $250 and so on and so forth to make sure these people have health insurance. Well, in the law, it says that the federal government can only give a subsidy in exchanges that are established by the state. So these healthcare exchanges, or the website where you go to buy your health insurance, they're saying, well, if you're in a state where that hasn't been established, you're not allowed to get federal money. Okay, for example, California has a state health care exchange, so you can get federal money in California. Georgia, or one of the, you know, any one of those red states that turned down Obamacare, doesn't have a state exchange. So they're saying, well, we don't have a state exchange, so you're not allowed to get federal money. Of course, this will destroy the health care plan, because millions of people, I've read different estimates, but I'm going to go with like 7.5 million out of 10 million people who got insurance would lose their federal subsidy. Consequently, they wouldn't be able to afford insurance. their insurance rates would go up, and the whole system would collapse. So that's basically the Republican plan to destroy Obamacare after 50 or so congressional votes against it, because Congress has to keep busy voting against that. We'll talk about Congress in a minute. But anyway, I honestly, truly don't understand it. Why do they want to shut it down? It's not like they have a plan to replace it. They just want to eliminate it. And the only thing I can think of is because this is described by many as Barack Obama's legacy. This is the biggest thing he's done. Gained health insurance and a way to health insurance for all these millions of people, and they just won't have it. I don't understand. I don't have a solution. I don't have a response. I truly don't understand their obsession with taking away health care from millions of people. But that's what they want to do, and depending on the Supreme Court, they may finally get it done. They may just end the health care plan. You know, and I love the fact that in these red states, millions of people support the Affordable Care Act. They just hate Obamacare. And for those who don't know, the Affordable Care Act is Obamacare. But it's about policy. Here's another one. Gay marriage. It's another one. I don't understand why they hate it. It doesn't affect them. I've yet to have any conservative, religious, right-wing, whatever, say that, you know, if two gay people down the block get married, it affects me. If two gay people in my city get married, it affects me. I've yet to hear I've heard the ridiculous explanations, but any, like, logical explanation of how this would affect them, how it hurt them. So, Alabama, you know, you probably heard, I talked about it, it was hilarious to me. Alabama had to allow gay marriage. The first two women to get married wore Crimson Tide sweatshirts, confused a lot of people. We hate gays, we love the Crimson Tide. We're not sure where Jesus is going to stand on this one. But anyway, the Supreme Court of Alabama has once again struck down gay marriage. Now, the interesting thing is, this is a state court striking down a ruling from a federal court. You know, it's supposed to work the other way around. The federal government is supposed to supersede the state government, and I guess that's okay unless you disagree with them. Right, Mr. Huckabee? For those who don't know what I'm talking about, Mike Huckabee, who's a Republican presidential candidate, used to have a show on Fox, lost in the Republican primary back in 08. Anyway, he said that if you don't like federal law and you like Jesus's law better, and I'm going to stop blaming Jesus, if you like Old Testament biblical law, which is what they're going by, if you like that better, then you can ignore the federal government. So we can't have Shira law. Right? Can't have them Arabs with that Shira law, to the point that North Carolina, actually, their state legislature passed a law against Shira law, because, you know, the Arab Shira law was going to take over North Carolina at any moment. But anyway, can't have that. But if biblical law, if you believe the Bible supersedes the federal government, well, then it's okay to blow off the federal government. So, once again, the state of Alabama refuses to give same-sex marriage licenses to people, even though the federal government says it's okay, and that's okay with them. I do not understand it. Honestly, how it affects them, I don't know. And, you know, I live in California. There are gay people getting married. Hasn't affected me a bit. My driver's license still valid. Haven't been struck by lightning. Don't know what else might happen. Maybe we're protecting the children. It's usually about the children. So, you know, Alabama, I guess you can blow off federal law. So I'm lost on this. Congress. You may or may not know about you. Yeah, you know about this. What are you kidding? This Homeland Security thing is so funny to me because, first of all, the Homeland Security is just a department created out of nothing under the Bush administration, which means a lot of these Republican congressmen helped create this department. Now, keep in mind, before the Homeland Security, we had airport security. I don't know. I don't even remember if they were called TSA back then. I think they were, but we had airport security. We had a Coast Guard. We had a Secret Service. So this whole Homeland Security thing was just basically, we're going to create a new layer of administration and call it the Homeland Security Department and keep doing what we've been doing. Well, now they want to defund or not pay the Homeland Security Department unless they also have the power to rescind Barack Obama's executive authorization on the immigration, you know, the DREAM Act. Basically, Barack Obama said, look, if you were an immigrant brought into this country illegally as a child, but you grew up basically as an American, right? You went to school, you graduated, you didn't go to jail, you didn't break the law, then you have a path to citizenship and you won't be deported. And they're highly upset over this. Now, keep in mind, every Republican president has used executive orders to protect immigrants, both George Bush's and even St. Reagan. St. Reagan gave amnesty to five million illegal aliens with a stroke of a pen. That was fine. But Barack Obama did it, and he's trying to circumvent the Constitution, bring down America, bring in socialism, and he's black. Did I mention he's black? But this has nothing to do with that. It's his policy. So Congress has basically said unless they get to undo this executive order for immigration, they won't fund the Homeland Security Department. So the Senate said that's ridiculous. It's two separate things. They didn't mean it was ridiculous. They mean they couldn't get it passed that way. So they separated the two so that they could fund Homeland Security. Remember, the Republicans are the ones who hate terror. They hate terror. And that's terror, T-E-R-R, not terror, terror. They hate terror. And we're going to stop terror. And then we got Homeland Security. They're going to save or protect us from terror. But they need money, but they won't fund it. So they had to separate it so they didn't look ridiculous. But the extreme right wing, Tea Party people in Congress, this is not the Senate, in Congress, basically said, no, we're going to stick with our guns unless we undo that Obama thing, unless you put a stop to it. And I put a dumb Southern accent on it because they're from dumb Southern states. I know the whole South isn't dumb, but boy, your representation fooled me. Anyway, this is, it's unbelievable. So the extreme right of Congress is holding the main Congress hostage. I'm going to use the word hostage since we're talking about terror. And telling Boehner, we're not going to vote for any plan that funds Homeland Security unless we get to undo Obama's executive action. And Boehner is stuck in the middle because he's running Congress, but now it shows he doesn't have control. So we have Homeland Security for one more week. And today's Wednesday. We lose Homeland Security Friday. So maybe I'll be back. Maybe I won't. I don't know. But we're going to stop terror. No, we're really not. I don't know. The Republicans are talking it over. They're having their, and this is their annual We Hate Obama policy party, rather. It's called CPAC. What does CPAC stand for? I'm sorry. I'm literally looking at newspaper on the ship to remember. It's the Extreme Right-Wing Political Action Committee. It's the party they have in Washington where they count down the days to Barack Obama's leaving office, and Sarah Palin makes speeches there and blah. Oh, yeah, the Conservative Political Action Conference. Okay, now, the interesting thing about this Conservative Political Action Congress, it's become a book sale. You know, you got Newt Gingrich is there, and he's hawking children's history books written by his wife. Sarah Palin's selling her book, Against the War on Christmas. Donald Trump is selling whatever the hell he's selling. And they're all there selling stuff. And they, you know, this is what they're doing. But they're, it's a great way to sell. You just go down there and you say, I hate Obama, buy my book. And it seems to work. Now, we also have the presidential candidates there. and I laugh because this is the comical one. This is the one where they try to appeal to the extreme right wing. So they say some of the stupidest things. So Rick Perry, we all remember Rick Perry. Rick Perry can't get anything right, but now he's wearing glasses, so we have to take him seriously. So he's still yelling against ISIS. ISIS is a religious movement, which it isn't. And he says ISIS is the worst threat to freedom since communism, which some might say Congress is the worst threat. But anyway, Rick Perry's down there running his yap. Chris Christie's down there saying he's a victim of the media which created Chris Christie, which made Chris Christie's whole tough guy, the buck stops here image that got him on the national front. Yeah, they're out to get him just because of a few, you know, bridge shutdowns and other shaky. Forget it. This is their party. I'm not even going to comment on it. It is the extreme right wing. They're getting together to sell books and make sure they all still hate Barack Obama so that they can lose another election in 2016. I wish them luck. Speaking of 2016, I don't know what she was thinking. The stories come out. Hillary Clinton, when she was Secretary of State, used her private email for all communications. Now, this is illegal. You're supposed to use the government server for all government communications so that they have record of it in case there's, you know, congressional action, court action, historical archives, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know why Hillary Clinton would ignore that law. Even if she didn't know it, someone on her staff had to. The only reason I can think of doing it is, how else are you going to plan Benghazi if you don't use personal email? Right? I mean, come on. How else are you going to run that plot? So I think it was an oversight, but whatever it was wrong. It was dumb. And I promise you, it is going to bite her in the ass when the presidential election comes, assuming she runs. She still hasn't said it officially, but assuming she runs. Finally, are you on hold with American Airlines? Because this one woman was, Renee Allen, had a flight from Kansas City to Tampa. And as you know, the weather was bad, so flights were canceled, flights were put on hold. And so she was on hold with American Airlines for 6 hours. 6 hours. Now, in American's defense, they said, well, she shouldn't have been. I admire her, because what she did was, you know, if you fly, and you know, I fly all the time. If you fly, you've been put on hold by airlines, and they have this automatic recording. It doesn't matter, because I've called them at 3 a.m. on a Wednesday, and the recording always says the same thing. Due to high volume, we can't get to your call. It's their automatic excuse. So she just said, well, I'm going to see how long it takes. And it was 6 hours that she waited. So I'm good. God bless her, and she got to where she was going. I just think it's hilarious that you spent 6 hours on hold, but now we know the upper limit, I guess, 6 hours. But American did say, hey, it snowed in Dallas, and we're sorry. Once again, airlines, the absolute worst customer service of any industry you can imagine. Customer service, they shouldn't even be allowed to call it customer service, because there is none. Simply none. Airlines are amazing. The other thing that I saw this week that blew my mind, I didn't even know they were doing this. And, you know, the Republican Congress has to undo all of Barack Obama's laws, legacy, whatever. So one of the things Barack Obama did, and you've heard Elizabeth Warren talk about this quite a bit, is regulate the banks, regulate Wall Street, put in some rules. Well, of course, the Republicans are undoing these rules. But here's a beautiful one. I didn't even know this was going on. Subprime auto loans. Wells Fargo and many other banks that handle auto loans. You remember subprime, right? Subprime was, you know, when they were doing these zero interest loans to, you know, you wanted to buy a house. There was no interest. There was, you know, you made $8,000 a year, so why couldn't you buy an $800,000 house, blah, blah, blah. They're doing it now with car loans. They're literally doing it the same way. They give car loans to people with bad credit. Okay, this is people with scores below 640. And you can get like a 7-year car loan on a used car. Okay, so you're paying the loan. I'm just reading this. It is not uncommon for a family with subprime credit, so a score below 640, to take a loan at 110% of the used car's value and then take 7 years to pay. So this is just, and they're doing the same thing. They're making tons of these bad loans. They're bundling them together, and then they sell them on Wall Street. So it's the exact same thing they did with subprime mortgages, and now they're doing it with car loans. You almost have to admire the banks for coming up with new ways to rob people and sell it on Wall Street. So if you have bad credit and you want to buy a Mercedes, they'll get you a used one at 110% of the value on a 7-year loan. Or if you want to buy a Honda. So how much was that Honda Civic? Oh, $42,000? They've done it again. And what happens, and I hope the courts do it again, they lost out on a lot of these homes when they tried to foreclose. The court said, well, you can't prove you own the home because you took a thousand of these bad home loans, you put them in a bundle, and you sold the bundle on Wall Street. Where's the paperwork? Same way with the car. You know how your car has a pink slip, and on the pink slip it says, you know, in this case, Wells Fargo or GE Capital or Bank of America or Citibank, whoever provided the car loan, they're the lien holder. Well, they're not actually the lien holder if they took 1,000 of these car loans, put them in a bundle, and sold them on Wall Street. All those Wall Street investors are now the lien holder. So try and prove it. Well, we got to do away. Okay, so let's follow the Republican Congress. We have to do away with health care. We have to not fund Homeland Security unless we kick out the immigrants, and banks can go back to the old predatory lending because we can't have any regulations. We're doing great. Guess what, America? This is what we voted for in the midterm election. It's very interesting looking at all this from the outside looking in. I happen to have a friend on this cruise who's from Spain, who's moving to the United States, and he said, man, I got to tell you, the United States is beautiful. He loves how our country works, as most of the world does. But this is personal experience. He said that doing simple things like getting the gas, electric, and water and utilities turned on in his house, he said in Spain that's a 2 to 3 week procedure. In the U.S., he got it done on the phone in less than an hour. He said he renewed his license in one day versus a whole process of testing and everything he had to go through in Europe. He said, but what is it with health insurance? Why don't they want to provide health care in the greatest country in the world? I don't know. I honestly don't know. That's it. That's episode 100. I'm done. Listen, I'm in St. Thomas. I'm going to wrap up this podcast. I'm getting off the boat. I'm going to just walk the shops and maybe have lunch on the beach. I'm sorry, but that's how I'm rolling today. Oh, did I mention tonight Natalie Cole is giving a concert? Yeah, every now and then this comedy thing pays off. Next weekend, I'm going to be at one of my favorite clubs, Bananas in Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey. That's going to be March 13th and 14th. And the following weekend, March 19th, 20th, and 21st, I'm going to be in Baltimore at the Comedy Factory. And who knows, maybe Omar will drop in because I'd love to meet Omar. Thank you guys for listening. Episode 100, Who's Paying Attention? I'm Alonzo Bowden. I'm done. And thanks again.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schleichinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.